Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And most importantly, we have to get to a final peace deal. And the president has a force of personality that is unmatched.
The president also plans to speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He met today with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio. They were all in Rome for a historic day.
Domine Jesu Christe, quid existe apostolis tuis.
The installation mass for Pope Leo, who also met with President Zelensky. The FBI says an explosion outside of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, Saturday was an intentional act of terrorism. One person was killed. The FBI says there's no threat to the public. This is ABC News. President Trump continues to maintain that accepting a Boeing jet from Qatar is not illegal or improper, but Republican Senator Rand Paul told ABC's This Week the gift is not worth the headache.
My fear is that it detracts from a largely successful trip where the president is talking about opening up and doing more trade with the Middle East, which is a good thing, particularly amidst all the protectionism and directing away from trade that we've had going on.
It's a third day of no train service in New Jersey, an ongoing engineer strike as NJ Transit engineers want higher salaries, but the railroad says they're asking for too much. Sides are scheduled to hold another session of talks today. The world's largest international singing competition, Eurovision, culminated in a win for Austria's JJ. The event in Switzerland played out amid geopolitical tensions. There were protests when the eventual runner-up from Israel performed. She's an October 7th survivor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt-Wolven Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's cloudy and 55 degrees at 12:03. Mostly cloudy to partly sunny conditions today. Stubborn clouds in the area, though a decent afternoon with a high of 66. Partly cloudy tonight. It will be cool. Breezy during the overnight, low 39. And partly to mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a high of 62. And once again, currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy. Our winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 55 degrees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
insurance volatility is increasing and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. TMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. TMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from TMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, May 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Bugs to watch out for this time of year are ticks. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Be mindful of ticks when you're enjoying or working in the great outdoors. We have 16 confirmed tick species in Wisconsin, but the two that cause the most trouble are the black-legged tick or deer tick. They are most likely to transmit Lyme disease. Wear protective clothing and use insect repellent. Check yourself and your clothing after being outside, especially your children and your pets. Experts say if you are bitten by a tick in Wisconsin, you have about a 50-50 chance the tick is carrying Lyme disease. Early symptoms include fever, headache, fatigue, swollen lymph nodes, joint and muscle pain, and a rash. A Wisconsin angler fishing in the fog this week discovered the wreck of an abandoned tugboat in Lake Michigan. Wisconsin Historical Society officials announced Friday that they have confirmed Christopher Thus found the wreck of the J.C. Ames. The society says in a press release the Thus was fishing in fog on Tuesday in Manitowoc when he noticed the wreckage in 9 feet of water off a breakwater. According to the society, the J.C. Ames was a powerful tugboat with an engine that could produce 670 horsepower. It was built in 1881 and used for multiple purposes, including moving lumber and railway cars. It was intentionally sunk in 1923 after it had outlived its usefulness. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has started a statewide campaign meant to highlight the work of local aging and disability resource centers. The agency is hoping to increase awareness of and improve access to the centers with online resources and a toll-free phone service aimed at connecting residents with their local center. The aging and disability resource centers provide critical support for older and disabled residents, including health and social services, financial assistance programs, transportation services, and meal programs. Madison has reached a milestone in bringing green back to the community. Mayor Sadia Rhodes Conway announced Thursday that Madison planted its 100,000th tree along city roads. The tree, a specially designed elm tree created at UW-Madison, is resistant to Dutch elm diseases and other illnesses. Many of the 100,000 plantings were to replace elm and ash trees that are vulnerable to invasive species and infestations. The Ithaca Lions Club is holding their annual consignment auction today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Consignment items being auctioned include farm machinery and equipment, cars and trucks, lawn and garden, recreation, household antiques, and more. The auction is currently underway, and the farm equipment will be auctioned at approximately 1:30. Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital is holding their annual Teddy Bear Clinic from now until 3. Kids can learn about medical exams through hands-on activities. Staff will help ease any fears as kids rotate through stations like primary care, lab, x-ray, and more, using their teddy bears as patients. They will also meet local emergency responders and check out the Gunderson Air Helicopter up close. Each child will also receive a teddy bear and a coloring book while supplies last. The event is free and no registration is required. When arriving arriving at the event, please use the Bluff Street Terrace entrance. For more information, call Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital at 608-375-4112. Ho-Chunk drumming, dancing, and singing will take place at Tippasaukee Farms near Blue River when the Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe perform at the Cross Currents Heritage Center today at 2. Ben Moffat is from Tippasaukee Farms.
They're going to be performing outdoors under a tent only about 200 yards from a former Ho-Chunk village that was excavated by the Wisconsin Historical Society, the state archaeologist. The Wisconsin Dells Singers and Dance Troupe will be bringing 4 to 5 drummers who sing and 12 to 20 dancers of various ages in full regalia.
It has been about 180 years since Ho-Chunk drumming, singing, and dancing took place at Tippasaukee Farms. The dance troupe has not been performing that long, but do have quite a few years of experience. The show will not only be entertaining, but a learning experience as well.
They've been performing, I think I may have said, for 49 years. They really are great. What they like to do, from what I hear, is talk in between the numbers and explain some of the significance of the implements they use, the costumes, the dance, the stories.
There will be 100 folding chairs set up for seating, but visitors are welcome to bring lawn chairs and blankets. Pre-registration is required, and that you can register at crosscurrentsheritage.org. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated, but not required to attend the event. The Richland Center High School Baccalaureate Service, sponsored by the Richland County Ministerial Association, will be held tonight at 7:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Volunteers from the RCHS Concert Choir will provide the music. Pastor Tim Ward of the Free Methodist Church will provide the message, along with speakers from the senior class and participating pastors from other local ministries. A $500 college scholarship will be presented. The community is invited to come and support the 2025 Richland Center senior class. The Community Players has announced audition dates for their summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors. Auditions will be held tomorrow and Tuesday at 6:30 at Richland Center. There are roles available for a total of 8 adults or young adult actors and actresses. Little Shop of Horrors is a dark comedy about a meek floral assistant named Seymour. Seymour has a crush on Audrey, who also works in the shop. The shop isn't doing well financially until Seymour stumbles across a new breed of plant he names Audrey too. The new plant revives business at the shop, but there's one problem. It needs blood to survive. As it grows bigger and bigger, it begins speaking and promises Seymour that it will make his dreams come true if he keeps feeding it. Roles include Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, his co-worker and love interest, Audrey, Mr. Mushnick, the flower shop owner, Orange Scrivello, a humorous but sadistic dentist, Crystal, Ronette, and Chiffon, and doo-wop narrator Girls, and the voice of Audrey too, the plant. A puppeteer will also be needed to perform the role of the plant on stage as it grows larger and larger. Auditioners should please prepare a song in the style of the early 60s or late 50s, rock and roll or R&B song. Any good old-fashioned rock and roll song would be appropriate. The best plan would be for people to find a karaoke version of their song they can sing along with on their phone. Auditioners will also be asked to read parts from the script. Rehearsals will be weeknights from 6:30 to 8:30. The frequency of the rehearsals will increase as the show date nears. Performances are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Behind the scene people are needed as well, especially if anyone who can help build a set, help build or find props, or serve as stage crew or house staff. For questions or more information, please email communityplayerssouthwestswi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. And the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has announced the launch of its newly redesigned website, wisvets.com. The overhaul is aimed at providing veterans and their families with an improved digital experience to connect dumped with all Wisconsin veteran benefits and services. The new site features a modern, streamlined design, simplified navigation, improved search function, and mobile-friendly responsiveness. It also meets WCAG 2.1 level AA accessibility standards, including features like higher contrast for easier reading, enhanced keyboard navigation, and compatibility with screen readers. With clearer organization and user-friendly tools, the redesigned site reflects WDVA's ongoing commitment to serving Wisconsin's veteran community with efficiency, transparency, and accessibility. WDVA welcomes feedback from users as part of its commitment to continuous improvement. Please provide suggestions by emailing the communication director, Colleen Flaherty, at Colleen, that's C-O-L-L-E-E-N, dot Flaherty, F-L-A-H-E-R-T-Y, at dva.wisconsin.gov. To experience the redesigned website, visit wisvets.com. WRCO News Time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, brought to you by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join them Thursday, July 17th at the beautiful Viroqua Hills Golf Course as Schmidt Woodland Hills continues celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether you're a pro on the green or just coming for the fun, this outing is about more than golf. It's about connection, community, and caring for others. Proceeds help support the mission of Schmidt Woodland Hills, providing compassionate care and services for local seniors. There'll be prizes, refreshments, good laughs, and great company. Don't miss this special day. Register now by emailing development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. That's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 55 degrees at 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Theed.
Alan Tinker is one of the many pioneers of Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Genealogy Trails, the history of Richland and Crawford counties, illustrated in 1881, and this piece was transcribed by Vicki Byron. Alan Tinker, born in Chenango County, the state of New York, April 2, 1815. When he was but 10 years old, his parents died. He made his home in that same county until he was 16 years of age, when he moved to Otsego County and then married in 1835 Betsy Montgomery. Here they engaged in farming until 1843, and worked he did as a blacksmith at Cannonsville, Delaware County, to learn the trade, and there he continued until 1849, when he emigrated to Wisconsin and settled in Jefferson County. There he erected a blacksmith shop on Koshkonong, where he worked until his trade in 1855, and deciding to come to Richland County and settle in Section 9 of that township, Westford, the intention, becoming a farmer. His blacksmith shop, though, he had at his own convenience, but his neighbors, these people, they would come from miles around to have his work. He was kept busy by his trade. In February of 1857, he went to La Crosse and spent a few weeks there. Now make note of this, and here's an interesting development. While he was gone for 2 weeks during his absence, the town of Westford was organized, and he, being absent, was chosen as chairman of the board. In the spring of 1858, he moved his shop to Cazenovia, and there he worked until, as it would be, his public affairs overtook him. His public affairs involved many offices, and his trust and honor was that of a great man. Time and justice of the peace, always taking great interest in school and church affairs, Mr. and Mrs. Tinker were the parents of three children. Alan Tinker politically belonged to the Democratic Party, but he is not bound to that party by ties. In fact, he would vote for any candidate, regardless if it was for their personal suffrage intelligently, and always votes for the Democratic Party when it is a man of good to be brought forward. Listen next week for the history of Richland County about the four Johnston brothers who fought in the Civil War.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News time is 12:21. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Today is Sunday, May 18th. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center, died April 27th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life is being held from now until 5 at events at Castle Rock, Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established for her son, Tucker. Brooke Matthews is survived by her husband, Greg, son, Tucker, her maternal grandmother, Elsie Keller of Boscobel, brother, Jason Rubitsky of Toma, father-in-law and mother-in-law, Tim and Brenda Matthews of Spring Green, sisters-in-law, Julie and Mike Cast of Reedsburg, and Sarah Peterson of Mauston, brother-in-law, James and Jamie Matthews of Fisher, Minnesota, nieces, many aunts, uncles, and cousins, and her mother Janet's life partner, Randy Wirtz. Brooke Elaine Matthews, 45, of New Glarus, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Angel Beach and Bradley Daniels had a daughter, Jacqueline Elizabeth.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great day so far. Stubborn clouds overhead with cooler air working its way in aloft. A cold front pushed through last night. It was a dry passage. We didn't have any rain from it, but these stubborn clouds will linger this afternoon with a little bit of sun from time to time. High temperatures around 66 this afternoon. That's a little bit below the average high of 70. The wind, though, will be light from the north-northeast, 5 to 10. So it'll be a good afternoon to get outside, get some things done, or spend some time with family and friends. Tonight will be partially clear, a low near 39 with the wind turning to the east, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. And two things to note in the forecast here the next few days, the wind increasing, gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour from Monday night through Tuesday and Tuesday night, as well as rain on the way, 1 to 2 inches of it, the most falling on Tuesday. So Monday will be partly to mostly cloudy, breezy up to 62, east winds gusting up to 25. Monday night becoming cloudy, it'll be windy with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, an 80% chance of rain overnight with up to a quarter inch possible, lows around 42, and Tuesday highs around 51, 100% chance of rain, really widespread, falling steady and heavier at times. In total, again, 1 to 2 inches could fall in the region, and you might hear a couple of rumbles of thunder as well. Tuesday night, showers will linger, and some showers lingering on Wednesday, fairly scattered with less than a tenth of an inch of additional rain expected, mostly cloudy and breezy otherwise with highs near 60. Thursday, partly cloudy to mostly sunny, thankfully less wind and pleasant up to 65. And Friday, mostly sunny, nice, highs near 70. Next weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with highs near 70, while Sunday there are indications of increasing clouds and highs in the 60s and possibly another batch of rain pushing in from the west. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy with peaks of sun, and our temperature is 56 degrees after a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 60, and we received 2 1/7 inch of rain. Record high set back in 1972 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 32 set back in 2002. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:22, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:34. Winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.18, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
And there was high school sports action yesterday, including in the Riverdale Invitational that was held in Muscadet. Lancaster beat Riverdale 4-1. Ethan Cagle had a stone pitching performance, going 5 innings and striking out 6. Eli Campbell would go 2-for-3. And also Highland beat Riverdale 6-5 in that Invitational as well. Also another game that was played was Lancaster against Highland, and Lancaster beat Highland 10-4. Also in high school baseball yesterday, in the Viroqua Triangular, it was Richland Center taking part in that. And in the first game of the Triangular, the Viroqua beat Royal 3-2. Then Royal beat Richland Center 2-1. And Viroqua was victorious over Richland Center by a score of 9-2. Elsewhere in high school baseball, River Valley beat Ithaca 6-2. It was Prescott over Platteville 13-6. East Dubuque shut out Southwestern 17-0. And Mount Horeb defeated Wisconsin Heights 11-1. In the Dodgeville quad that was held yesterday, Portage shut out Dodgeville 5-0. Cambridge beat Fenimore 9-2. Fenimore beat Dodgeville 4-2. And Portage beat Cambridge 10-7. In the Pecatonica Triangular in baseball, Iowa Grant beat Pecatonica 13-1. It was Beloit Memorial over Pecatonica by a score of 11-7. And Iowa Grant beat Beloit Memorial 11-1. And in the Belleville Triangular, West Salem beat Belleville 10-7. And Baraboo beat West Salem 10-3. And it was Baraboo over Belleville 14-3. In high school softball, River Valley lost to Mount Horeb by a score of 11-4, and Reedsburg shut out Wanakee 1-0. At the Viroqua Invite, Viroqua Youth Initiative beat Brookwood 5-3. It was Iowa Grant over Kickapoo 10-2. Brookwood defeated Kickapoo 11-7, and Iowa Grant beat Viroqua Youth Initiative 10-2. And in the Toma quad, Holman beat Monona Grove 8-3. It was Toma over Verona 2-1. Toma shut out Monona Grove then 9-0. And in the final game, Verona beat Holman 4-3. In high school soccer, the Richland Center Hornets played more like themselves yesterday at Aquinas, but fell 4-0. The Hornets played more as a team with better passing and communication than previous games. This was the fourth game for the team this week and the third in a row for this beat-up team, but they played their hearts out and gave everything in this defeat. Next up is a conference rematch against Prairie du Chien on Tuesday at 7, kickoff for our senior night. Five senior players, including Lily Tidrick, Sella Nelson, Ariel Wallace, Naomi Sherwood, Gabriella, Tony Bruckner, and three senior managers, including Lucy Joyce, Doran Anderson, and Ethan Gald, will be honored at halftime. And in high school soccer, other games that were played, Lodi beat River Valley 6-1, and River Valley played a second game against Madison County Day, Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose, and beat them by a score of 1-0. And also yesterday in the Swiss Kick Invite in soccer, Sugar River beat Baraboo by a score of 7-1. Pablo Lopez combined with three relievers on a three-hitter as the Minnesota Twins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-0 last night for their third straight shutout and 13th consecutive victory. The Twins haven't allowed a run since giving up six of them in the third inning of an 8-6 victory at Baltimore in the second game of a doubleheader Wednesday. Ryan Jeffers went 4-for-5 with a homer and double. Cody Clemens went 3-for-5 with a homer, and the Brewers have been shut out four times in their last five games. Brewers are going to try to avoid the sweep against the Twins today, and first pitch for that contest will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and that can be heard right now as the pregame just got underway. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, will be the Astros at the Rangers, the Nationals at the Orioles, the Phillies will be hosting the Pirates, the Braves will be at the Red Sox, the Tigers will be at the Blue Jays, the Reds will be hosting the Guardians, the Marlins hosting the Rays, the Royals hosting the Cardinals, the White Sox will be at the Cubs, the Athletics at the Giants, the Padres will be hosting the Mariners, the Diamondbacks will be hosting the Rockies. It'll be the Angels at the Dodgers. And in Sunday night baseball action, it'll be the Mets at the Yankees. There's no mystery regarding what has sparked the Minnesota Twins on their 13-game winning streak. Their pitching staff is on a roll unlike any before in Twins history. Minnesota recorded its third straight shutout in a 7-0 victory, as mentioned, over the Milwaukee Brewers last night. Their stretch of 33 straight shutout innings is the longest such streak in Twins history. They had three longer shutout streaks when they were the Washington Senators, but the most recent of those took place in 1913. Outstanding pitching has helped the Twins withstand injuries to key position players. Philadelphia Phillies closer Jose Alvarado has been suspended for 80 games following a positive test for external testosterone under Major League Baseball's drug testing program. Alvarado has become the second straight suspended this year under the big league testing program after Atlanta outfielder Jurickson Profar. The Baltimore Orioles have fired their manager, Brandon Hyde, after a dismal start to the season, but by a team coming off consecutive playoff appearances. The Orioles were 15-28 and in last place in the AL East when GM Mike Elias made the move. They then lost again, 10-6 to Washington. Hyde guided the team through an extensive rebuild and won AL Manager of the Year in 2023, but Baltimore's performance slipped noticeably during the second half of last season, and the Orioles have put themselves in a significant hole in 2025. Third base coach Tony Mansolino will serve as interim manager. Los Angeles Dodgers slugger Shohei Ohtani threw a 50-pitch bullpen session yesterday, another step in his throwing program in his return from elbow surgery. Ohtani advanced from the 35 pitches he tossed in previous bullpen sessions on the same day that the Dodgers activated left-handed pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who made his season debut against the Los Angeles Angels. To make room on the roster for Kershaw, right-hander Ryan Lautos was optioned to AAA Oklahoma City. Also left-hander Blake Snell was transferred to the 60-day injured list. The Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese rivalry has added another chapter. Reese took exception to Clark's hard foul with 4:38 left in the third quarter as the Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky opened their season yesterday. After Reese grabbed an offensive rebound, Clark slapped Reese across the arm, knocking the ball away and Reese to the floor. Reese then jumped up and confronted Clark as Fever center Aliyah Boston jumped in between the two players. Following a replay review, the referees upgraded the foul to a flagrant one and called double technical fouls on Boston and Reese. Tom Harley scored on a power play, 1:33 into overtime, and the Dallas Stars advanced to the Western Conference Finals for the third season in a row, beating the top-seeded Winnipeg Jets 2-1 in Game 6 last night. Mark Schufel scored for the Jets hours before the unexpected death of his father, but also had the tripping penalty with 14.8 seconds left in regulation that set up Dallas to start overtime with a man advantage. Sam Steele, who had scored earlier for Dallas, was on a break when Schufel lunged forward desperately, trying to make a play when he tripped up the forward at the blue line. The Stars move on to face Edmonton in the West Finals. And over the past 3 months, a number of U.S. colleges have added or dropped entire sports programs on the eve of dramatic changes coming to college athletics under the $2.8 billion NCAA settlement. UTEP dropped women's tennis. Cal Poly discontinued swimming and diving. Marquette added women's swimming, and Grand Canyon shuttered a historically dominant men's volleyball program. It was a dizzying set of decisions that appears to offer no pattern except one. Every school is facing a choice on which programs to carry forward once the money really starts flowing. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
9, WRCO. Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. Somewhere warmer up in the mountains, down by the ocean where it don't matter.
feels like the world's gone insane. So much sorrow, too much pain. Trying to wrap my head around what can't be explained. Makes a body weak and you're so drained. I look out and it's so gray. Think I'll never find my way. But I'll keep searching for sunlight on these blue. Just talk about what can't wait. Too much good here, so much great. If we work as one, you know it's not too late. This is not our destiny, not our fate. Well, I look out and it's so gray. I guess I'll never find. Keep searching for sunlight on these blue tequila nights. Days fly by, the nights grow long. Praying for a rainbow, some magic in a song. All that it's worth. Pour another drink, I guess it won't hurt. Waiting on a world of change. Have we all just lost our way? So I'll keep searching for sunlight.
I've been walking for days. Can't even bomb a ride. Try stepping to a tune with the rhythm of a walking man. Mind drifts like a big balloon out of my situation at hand. Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory, take you to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. Lonely highway, not feeling alone. Thinking back when things went my way, and not the road I'm on. Well, I've been down a time or two, but it never lasts long. I can always make it through on a wing and a prayer and a song. Ain't it funny how a melody can bring back the memory? Take it to another place and time, we can change your state of mind. It can make a right from a wrong, It can make you fall in love. It can get you singing along, chase the clouds away and make the sun shine above. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of mind. A melody can bring back the memory, take it to another place and time, completely change your state of
That was Clint Black with State of Mind on Country and Community, and our time is 12:51, 57 degrees now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, so it's starting to rise. And if you look outside, the sun is really making its appearance out there, so enjoy your Sunday afternoon. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost an envelope with money at either Walmart or Quick Trip. If found, call 608-475-0566.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
There are names on barns and brands on gates that go back generations here, and the farmers behind those names carry that legacy with care. They grease the fittings, check the PTO guards, and teach their kids how to work the land and how to respect the equipment. That blend of tradition and caution helps ensure Southern Wisconsin agriculture keeps on thriving. This message in support of farmers is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire & Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Schmidt Woodland Hills needs your help. They are looking for galvanized stock tanks that you may no longer need to use as planters for their residents' raised gardens. If you can help out Schmidt Woodland Hills, please call Jeremy, 608-604-5206.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Say I'm barely high.
That was Terry Clark with Better Things to Do. And this just in from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost two keys, and they were lost at the Richland Center United Methodist Church between 10 o'clock this morning and noon. If you found these keys, please call the radio station if found, and then you can drop them off here, and we will get them, make sure the owner receives them. So give us a call if you found the two set of keys at the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Coming up next, Brothers Osborne. Finish this drink.
How we end up here tonight, I don't know. But from where I stand, the bus and the band sure is hitting right. We're throwing it down on another round when I feel that telephone ring. Said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Now looks bad, that's for a check when I need that long neck claim. And then my brother hands me another soon as I finish this train. Oh no, what kind of hold on me? All I know, the damage is done. I ain't getting none. Grant Walsh and repeat. We're throwing it down on another round. When I feel that telephone ring, said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, that's for a check when I need that long and plain. And then my brother hands me another soon as I finish this train. Running on, running on, borrowing time. Of mine, we're throwing it down another round, and I'll give that telephone ring. Said I won't.